Thanks for your comments on the music for Labor Day we've had throughout the morning. It's been a pleasure putting this together for you. And it's also a pleasure to welcome Abigail here. Hello.
Hi.
It's so nice to have you here, especially because you and your family have been listening to SLB and participating for a long, long time. What got you interested in writing?
Not sure, really. I've been writing pretty much for my whole life. So.
Do you remember, when you were 5 or 6,
mm-hmm.
Writing? What kinds of things would you write when you were really little?
Short stories, and I one time wrote a fantasy novel about medallions and bound it with yarn.
Oh, how cute. So you put holes in it and
uh-huh.
actually wove the yarn. And do you remember that pretty well?
Yep.
I also, before I forget, do you want to acknowledge anybody who is either here with you today or who might be listening?
Elsa and Vinny, who are here with me today. Airly, Eric, and Mom and Dad, and Isabella, Eamon, and Leora, who are all probably listening.
I hope so. I'm so fascinated by what it, clearly you like writing. Where do your ideas come from? Do you have a sense of how you sort of come up with the plot or how you would like a story to go? Because that's not a simple thing to do.
I don't know. I kind of like to just go along as the ideas come and write from the beginning.
So you might have characters in
yeah.
mind. Tell me about the characters. The book is called Elf Boy, The Pizza Shop Chronicles, Book 1. Who are these characters that are in the book? I gather Elf Boy is one.
Yeah. The main character, his name is Chris. He's originally from Florida, but he moves to Kentucky when his parents die, and he lives with his aunt then and is attending public school for the first time whenever he meets the second main character, whose name is Elrond Higgins. He's an elf prince who works at a pizza shop.
An elf prince. I like it. And by an elf prince, tell me what is an elf prince?
He's Prince of the Elves from a different world, and
he
doesn't know it whenever the story begins, so that's kind of a little bit of mystery there, where he finds out.
Chris doesn't know it, or the elf boy himself doesn't
Neither
know it?
Neither of them know it.
Oh, that's pretty neat. And does it take place in, pretty much contemporary times?
Uh-huh. And
fascinating. Quite truthfully, do not read a lot of fiction like this that includes fantasy in it, but it's fascinating to see what you've done with it. And I've read a little bit of your book. I haven't had a chance to read all of it yet because we just found out you were going to be in Pittsburgh. I'm glad you're able to be here. You just graduated Heritage Grove Academy Homeschool in Kentucky. Do you know what you intend to do now?
I kind of want to be a writer.
So you'll plow your craft for a bit. Do you think there'll be more books in this series? Is that your hope?
I'm thinking at least 4 more books.
I don't want to steal your thunder, but do you know where they're going to go? I've always been curious if you have a series of books, like if you know what characters will continue. I gather
Elrond.
Oh, Elrond, I'm sorry. Will he still be in future books?
No.
No? Because the pizza shop is the theme, not him.
Yeah.
Do you know what the next series will be like?
Yeah. Chris is in all of the books so far, and kind of goes from one character to the next in the different world and this world, so it switches around a little bit.
Okay, so you do have a plan to bring them forward. The idea of actually writing a book, you mentioned doing one when you were really young, but how do you go about, I mean, did you have help from an editor or somebody in your family to sort of give you feedback so you could be sure that your book would do well?
Yeah. As I was writing the first draft, Elsa read it for me and gave me feedback daily on it. And then Mom edited it for me before publishing.
And how long is it?
It's 374 pages, I think.
Okay, so that's a book that's going to take some investment to read. And it's one work, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to share a little bit of it? I don't know if you need to describe what's happening before you share it.
Probably. This is middle of chapter 3. A lot of people told me it was one of their favorite parts, so I was going to read that.
Okay. We'll let it stand for itself. Now, the name of this book is Abigail Gets Ready. Abigail Grace it's called Elf Boy, The Pizza Shop Chronicles, Book 1. It is available on Amazon. We've linked to the page that it's on. And Abigail will share a passage from it now so you can get a sense of her skill as a writer. Abigail?
Where are you going? I called after L. To the pizza shop. I work there. He stopped and turned to face me. You can come if you want. Joe would be glad to have you. I glanced behind me at the school parking lot. The bus had already gone. Sure, why not? I ran to catch up with him. He might have been limping, but I was forced to trot the whole time if I wanted to keep up. After an hour or so of wandering down streets I didn't know, a small building came into view, far off the edge of Orangeboro. Neon orange lights on the front read Benny's Pizza. We went around the back and into the kitchen that looked surprisingly like Aunt Sally's, small, cluttered with random stuff, and full of food. I felt hungry already. "L, you're late," said a burly guy with a big red beard and a saucepan. "I've got delivery to make. What kept you?" "Trouble with Jessup at school." L shrugged his shoulders and took a white apron off the hook on the wall. "Who's this?" asked the guy with the beard, looking up and down at me with mild interest. "Your new friend?" L scrutinized my face with a stare more piercing because of the glasses. He clearly didn't know whether to call me a friend or not. "Yeah," I said, answering for him. "I'm Chris." "Nice to meet you. I'm Bob. He's Joe." Bob pointed to an even bigger man with a bald head and aquiline face. "Pleased to meet you," said Joe, holding out a flower-covered hand. I smiled and gave his hand a shake, dusting mine off on my jeans when he let go. Something about him made me feel right at home in the kitchen. "Well, I'm off," said Bob, handing El the saucepan and grabbing a couple pizza boxes. El went to the stove and I went to the cupboard. "If you want to help, you'll find an apron in the cupboard," said Joe, pointing. "And trust me, you'll want one." As I walked towards the cupboard, I couldn't help but thinking that something about the way Joe talked didn't sound right. I couldn't place it, but I was sure I'd heard it before. Trying to figure out what it was, I reached into the cupboard and pulled out one of the aprons, a white one with the words "Killer Crook" across the front. "Hurry up, Chris," Elle called over. The answer came right then, and I knew what it was about the way Joe and Elle talked. They both placed the slightest stress on vowels when they spoke. It wasn't like the Kentucky accent I'd been trying to get used to for the past 4 months. It didn't belong here. I tried not to think about it, but it kept slipping in my head while I worked on various things like chopping vegetables, answering the phone, washing dishes, and boxing finished pizzas. Elle, apparently the only one around here allowed to touch the pizza sauce, was much more efficient at everything than me, but I think I did a good job. When the pizza shop finally closed around 10 p.m., Joe gave us each a small pizza. Elle didn't touch his. "Where's your family from?" I asked him. "What do you mean?" He sat up straighter. "Your accent doesn't sound like anybody else's around here. I was just wondering where you're originally from." "None of your business." Elle got up and walked out the door. Joe stared at me. I looked at the tabletop, my appetite gone under his gaze. "You'd better be going," said Joe. I looked up. "I didn't mean to." "I know," Joe offered a good-natured smile. "Elle just doesn't know those things for himself." "Do you?" Something about the way he said that made me think he might. Joe sighed. "It's getting late and there's a storm coming up. If you want, I'll drive you home." "No, thanks." I got up and went to the door, disappointed with lack of answer. Do you think I could come back and help tomorrow? Sure. I'll even put you on the payroll if you want. Hey, you don't need to do that. I just like helping here. I open the door. Oh, Chris, I don't think there's any need to mention the accent to anyone. Joe gave me a hard look. And I won't.
That was a lot of fun. That was interesting, actually. Who's the narrator in the book?
It's Chris. I'm sorry, that was so
short. Oh, no, that's okay. I thought it was probably Chris. And the idea of... I just like the characters. And I sort of visualize the cook. You did a good job reading it. It's kind of... I don't know if you've read your book aloud too many times. And you did a great job, especially for the first time doing it. It's a lot different than writing to actually read it aloud. So people are buying it, which is cool.
Yeah.
I noticed that folks are doing that, and that's got to make you really excited to see. Have you gotten feedback from any readers so far?
Yeah, a lot of really positive and encouraging feedback. It was really fun.
That's excellent. By the way, this is Abigail Grace, who is from Lexington, Kentucky. She's in Pittsburgh visiting, and she wrote this book, which is a pretty amazing story. And it's called Elf Boy from the Pizza Shop Chronicles. When you wrote, you mentioned you were sharing chapters with your sister as mm-hmm. you completed them. Is that right?
Yeah.
Did you feel any uncomfortable at all sharing writing that was so fresh? I guess it depends on how close you are with your sister. I would imagine you're pretty close. How old is she?
She's 17.
Okay.
We're pretty close.
So you're close to the same age. But still, sharing something like that, writing's pretty intimate.
Yeah.
How do you write? Do you write on a computer, longhand?
I write longhand.
And then does somebody type it up for you?
No, I type it up too.
Okay. that must be, when you, do you redraft as you're typing mm-hmm. it?
Yeah. I use that as a second draft.
Wow. I'm just fascinated with the whole process. So are you working on the next one?
Yeah, I'm actually working on the last book right now.
Oh, so you've got two and three done.
Uh-huh.
Can you reveal their names, or maybe you don't know?
I'm not quite sure on the names just yet.
But they'll be part of the Pizza Shop Chronicles if mm-hmm. people search on the Pizza Shop Chronicles. Not maybe today, but in weeks or months to come, they'll find you.
Uh-huh.
That's fascinating. I hope you have continued good luck with this. Is there anything else you want to talk about or add?
I don't know.
Have you met other women your age that are publishing, or high school age folks that are doing this?
Not in real person, but I have a friend in Florida, and we talk a lot about that. She writes too, and I think she plans maybe to get some books published too.
That's so great. Well, hopefully you'll find more. I think it would be neat to compare notes. Well, thank you. It's great to have you here. Yeah. And you did a great job reading that. It's not an easy thing to share. It's not easy to read something that long on the air, let alone something that you actually wrote. So you did a great job. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Anything else you wanted to talk about? How did you? I have one thing to ask you. How did you learn to write?
Mom taught me a lot, and she got a creative writing course that I've been reading extensively, and And yeah, she taught me a lot of it.
It shows. Your writing is great. Thanks so much for being here. You can see a picture of Abigail and a link to her book on Facebook. Abigail Grace, her name, 18, from the Heritage Grove Academy Homeschool in Kentucky. And the book is called Elf Boy, The Pizza Shop Chronicles, Book 1. You can read about Chris and his experiences.